Queer.
Now, Shy gets physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
It is now 9:41, and as that delightful intro tells you, every fortnight we have our regular guest, Shy Lewis.
Shy's
in the house. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got energy to burn today.
Excellent.
Got energy to burn because I just did literally like a 20-minute workout before I come into the studio to deliver.
Oh, just for us.
To deliver that YouTube video for your fact sheet.
Oh, yes.
For your listeners.
Yes. That's right.
So ta-da. So today.
Kids.
Blair's here too. Yeah.
Kids. There you go. Look at you.
That's actually a really good photo.
You're busy.
I'm in my professional.
Of course, to be good host before that, we had new hit from the Veronicas, The Only
Did
High.
Did you like the Veronicas? Yeah. Only high is to have a high intensity.
Oh, man, it's
impact.
A segue.
Interval?
You're so close.
High-intensity interval training. That's what we're talking about tonight, folks. you almost had it, so... Well, don't just shake your head. You've got to help me out a little bit. Well, we're doing high-intensity interval training today because it's in fashion at the moment. Everyone's talking about it and is popping around up with all the gyms. So we thought we'd better touch base and talk about it because I really like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really like it. It's bloody hardcore.
How do you find it working for you, though? Do you find that it works really, really well with particular areas more than others?
Well, it depends on your approach and how you approach it. Well, yeah. the little circuit that I did today, courtesy of my mate Dylan from Plus247 in Windsor, boom, boom, boom. He set me up with this little... circuit that was just for my legs and back and a little bit of shoulders and chest as well too, but it was mainly for my back and for my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that when Dylan did this, he did this four times and for such a big guy, he was nearly sick.
Really?
He was like, yeah. So I did this twice, and that was me for this circuit. So it's not for the faint hearted when you do approach these high intensity interval training circuits.
But how's your legs and back feel?
Great, they got a really good workout.
They feel activated.
They do feel activated. But it's really, really important when we do set up this. You set up the prescription of the exercise with a really logical head. So when you do prescribe yourself the exercises, because you can make up anything really. You could do a circuit with anything. But if you're new to it and you're not exercising a lot, then I suggest you go quite medium to a lightweight with whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also incorporate everything for all the major muscle groups. So something for your legs, something for your back, and something for your chest.
Yeah.
And that will get into your other smaller muscle groups as well too.
Mm.
Which one of the muscle groups is actually going to react? I was almost saying revolt, because some of them will scream at you.
If you're not prepared for them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Are the bigger muscle groups like quads or lats, chest muscles, are they the ones that you're going to feel more? Because I hear you saying about the smaller muscle groups. Are they the little bitchy ones that bite you without you knowing?
Well, yeah. Well, that's why you try and do compound exercises. That way the smaller muscles the bigger muscles, I should say, absorb the load of the smaller muscles, so you can actually work through those exercises a lot easier. I don't personally think if you approach this solid training, you shouldn't feel any more difference in any of the muscles, because you're pushing yourself basically to exhaustion with every one of those exercises anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that this is super, super time efficient for people who don't have the time to exercise and who want to get in there, and also for people who don't really like to exercise that want to get it over and done with
as
well.
Yeah, yeah. Another point you've listed here is that for these circuits, to choose a medium weight range, what in particular justifies a medium weight range for the average person?
Well, again, you can't really answer that. I'll be trying to get to about 60 to 70% of your heaviest load that you can do technically right.
Ah.
Technically, we try and go to for any of those weighted machines or any of those weighted exercises, efficiency goes to 1 hour, 1 rep max.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we're doing it to the right technique, you can do it, yeah. Technique is paramount with everything that you do. So we don't want to be turning this into a CrossFit sort of thing.
Yeah.
We want to turn this. You still have to have great technique when you do these exercises,
mm-hmm.
but this is just a hardcore way to do it with less break in between.
Can a person who's going by themselves, can they find a way to not lose that technique? Because I think that's the thing that you suddenly find, someone points it out 3 weeks later and you realise you've wasted three weeks because you've done the wrong thing.
Yeah,
what
well,
is the way to know that you are doing the wrong thing?
Well, that's a really good point. Obviously, you need to go into the exercises not knowing what you're doing, and if you don't, obviously ask someone first. There should be, no matter where you are, there should be always a personal trainer or an instructor somewhere around you, or even one of the regular members that are always willing to help you. But having said that, the exercises that you prescribe for yourself, you should be comfortable doing yourself too. Like if you're a newbie at doing any of the exercises, then I would suggest going to pin weights or supported machines first, and then develop those exercises to the next stages as you get stronger and fitter and more confident with your technique.
In my my experiences, I've found the Smith machine has been wonders for my legs.
Absolutely, Smith machine is great for making sure that you have the right technique the majority of the time. Progressively advancing your exercises to match the intensity of that particular workout.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, holy moly, my legs were like jelly.
Oh, really?
My legs.
Even your legs.
I bet you Josh is at home listening and laughing because he knows that I hate training my legs. And
yeah.
But I did it, and I did it well. in fact, just for everyone who is listening, that the YouTube links will be going up, and also the fact sheet links will be going up too. So
yeah, make sure everyone gets... Mr. Slow Social Media over here.
I get a groove and I know how to do it. It just takes persistence.
Do you know what? Darcy was good at this, Sam. Just saying.
Yeah, and then I took his spot.
See, I trained all those people.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. I trained them.
And Darcy trained me, and I just picked up.
Hello to Darcy, wherever you are. I hope you're having fun.
He's in Toronto. In Canada.
Still over there.
He's been good. The thing that I always come back to is because you live this life.
Yeah.
You are this life. But me, I'm a 50 chubbo who used to be fittish. How can I do something like this? Or is this really something I need to say later? Once I'm back into some sort of groove, what I'm asking you is there a cautionary tale on this?
Yeah, of course. If you're not used to pushing yourself to certain limits, then obviously you've got to be really aware of, like, a goal for a personal trainer isn't to make our clients sick every time. It's just to push you to your limits. So having said that, when you're pushing yourself, you can't be going to the point where you're sick or point where you're throwing the weights around. You know exactly what you're doing.
Mm.
You know when you're making those bad mistakes, and you know that you have to go lighter with whatever. And it's okay to do that too. It's okay to take it right back to get through that whole circuit. If you can get that through that whole circuit, fantastic. But just remember, you've got to do that a couple of times as well.
And if anything else, if you're doing it incorrectly, one, it's going to stunt your development altogether.
Yes,
it makes it go slower. And two, it might even cause more pain than you're expecting. It can
cause you injury and all sorts of nasties. And you won't be able to get back to the gym for weeks until you repair that injured muscle group. So
by that time, it might have reset.
Well, depends
on the body, of course.
It'll do damage regardless. So,
yes. Yeah.
So that's high intensity interval training. Get to the websites and get to the links and have a look at the clip.
Thank you for sharing your high intensity interval training shape with us. I will get the photo up soon. You'll see him in action in the studio. Blurring is the action of him, so that'll be cool.